The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is August 24th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. Good help is hard to find. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number at any time if you'd like to get in on the conversation. I'm actually in the Uber conference room, so I can actually see you for today, so we'll be able to take any calls. Very, 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 very pleased to be able to do that with you all today. So give us a call. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. 704-802-5056. Yes, good help is always hard to find. Let me, my 704. Oh, shoot. I had told 704-802-5056. So that's the call-in number. And jump in. Definitely want to hear from you today. And before we get started in today's show, we got to take care of some administrative things. As we always do, please support Black Talk Radio Network, everyone, by going to the website for the network, and it's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And when you do that, become a donor. Hit the donation prompt that's there. Give some of your financial energy so that this network can definitely stay on air and bring you information that you have deemed as being necessary and important, and especially for what's going on in the world and how things will start to unfold. It is going to be critical that we have this network in place for information and to get across to you some of the things that are some opportunities, some things to be aware of to protect yourself from, and just a general information platform that you're going to need going forward. If you found the need for Black Talk Radio Network now, you're definitely going to have a necessity. There will be a Black Talk Radio Network necessity in the future for a lot of the unfolding, correlated, choreographed events that are unfolding as we speak now. So with that, so please support the network. You can also support the network by being a member in its social media platform known as BTR Community. The BTR Community is a social media platform that was put together for you to engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected as in the overall mainstream media platforms, where you are very affected by that. And a lot of people don't know that Fedbook is not free. It's not free at all. You actually pay for Fedbook in a way that, and this is one of the things when it comes to currency and debt creation, it's a very underhanded and malevolent way to control people. And that overall platform is actually using you for its overall beneficial gain and not giving any of it back to you at all. So, but we just think that it's, you know, it's just a platform for us to have fun on, to gossip a little, check up on friends and all of that other things. And that may appear to be what it is, but there's a price that you definitely pay for being on that platform. And it is a real price. So one of the prices that you're giving up your information about who you are so someone can data mine you, get information about you, use it to their advantage against you. Many people have not was able to receive employment because of it, or lost business opportunities, or lost, you know, investment opportunities because of the platform. And most people don't see that as being viable or see it. That's why it's one of those, you know, secret weapons that's used. And it's very important that you know that all of that information is data mined. It's used against you. So come on over to BTR Community, where it's a membership where you can engage in your social media activities without being adversely affected. So definitely is something that you definitely want to do. And so you could do that at BTR Community for only $24 a year, and that will get you your yearly annual subscription, and you can engage in all of your social media activities, and you could benefit from it. You could promote your business, you could promote yourself within reason, and that is means that there is a shared value that's there for you and everyone else. And that's, in my opinion, that's the way the relationship should go. So come on over to BTR Community and be a member for only $24 a year. It supports the network and helps the network stay viable. So yes, need to definitely do that. Okay? All right. So let's jump into, excuse me one second, give me a second. We're going to jump into what's in the news, and then we're going to get into today's show. And I would say there is some, I think this is going to be a good show, and hopefully you all will engage in the show and get call in and just express your overall thoughts and opinions about some things, because I think that it is very valuable. So let's get into, one second, let me fix something really quickly, see if I can. Sorry, you all. I'm trying to do a couple of things at one time. Okay. This may be a good thing. One second, everyone. Yeah, good thing. Oh, no, maybe it's not. Okay, so sorry, you were. All right, so let me get into what's in the news. That way I won't be distracted by other things. Okay, so here we go. Let me just pull up what's in the news. And today's show is affectionately called 1 second. Financial Friday, over 40 years of wage gap can't be made up. Why you must save up. Very, very important. Today's show is Financial Friday. Over 40 years of wage gap can't be made up. Why you must save up is today's show. So that's what today's show is going to be about. And as always, definitely if you'd like to call in, give us a call, 704-802-5056. All right, so first article I posted came from Strategic Culture. Weaponizing the U.S. dollar is accelerating global de-dollarization. And it's saying that celebrity figurehead Donald Trump, in just 2 years, abandoned the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which I think was actually a good thing. Ditched the Transatlantic Trade Investment Partnership, withdrew from the Paris Climate Agreement, and unilaterally removed American participation in the Iranian nuclear agreement known as Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. So check out that article. Very, very telling about some of the things that's going on. Next article, this one is a pretty critical one, as in the first one is, and this one comes from Sputnik News. State Department warns of possible sanctions on any country purchasing Russia's S-400. United States State Department didn't rule out the purchase of Russian S-400 air defense systems may cause sanctions on any country around the world, U.S. State Department said during the briefing that Washington was against a possible purchase of S-400 air defense system by its allies around the world. Did you hear what they just said? Critical. Why did they do that? Because Turkey is purchasing the S-400 Russian system. The United States is telling people you can't buy this. If you buy this, we're going to sanction you. Why? Because what does the S-400 prevent them from doing? Invading you. It causes a real, real difficulty in for you to invade a country. Turkey is now purchased, and so this is what they're coming out. Just imagine someone telling you you can't buy something, and if you do, we're going to attack you. What does that mean? This is the purge, ladies and gentlemen. All these countries are going to gang up because the S-400 system is a reliable system that prevents a country like the U.S. from bullying you into their overall underhand and bullying you onto their field of play where they make the rules and you play by their rules. It prevents them from being able to, from organized crime, gangstering you into paying illegal exactions and taxes. And so yeah, protection money, as Keith just said, protection money. So they are trying to protect their overall military control of the world, which has been lost, and they're going to do it by force, which means that this is going to grow into a huge military conflict. We'll read this one before we get into today's show real quick. Next article comes from oilprice.com. China slaps a 25% tariff on U.S. oil productions. You know what that 25% tariff means, ladies and gentlemen? There's a lot of goods and there's a lot of oil that is not going to be brought to market for you, because the countries are not going to, the U.S. is not going to bring in any oil into China with a 25% tariff right off the bat. That means that their whole cargo now has been relegated to no profit. All of it is a loss. All of it is a loss because 25% is probably their overall margin of profit that the company already has. And so that means that they're sending a country free oil. So the same thing is going to happen here. The U.S. will impose, and they have been imposing tariffs on other countries. And you know, it was like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I was saying, hey, we're going through currency wars, going to lead to trade wars, then it's going to lead to shooting wars. Here's the shooting wars. Here comes the shooting wars right after this, because when you starve a country out, it attacks you militarily. It's a, it has to. It is starve itself out. So very, very important. The whole thing is unfolding. Next article I got from Washington Post. Mike Pompeo faces a moment of truth on North Korea. Celebrities figurehead Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making a bold and risky push to reinvigorate a diplomatic efforts with North Korea that is struggling to make progress in increasingly bilateral rhetoric from Pyongyang inside the Trump administration frustrated mounts over official debate of how bad the situation really is and what to do about it. Basically, North Korea knows that the U.S. is completely weak right now, so it doesn't need to conform to any agreement that was laid out in Singapore. Why? Because the Russians and the Chinese told them, don't do it, you don't have to do it, go to it, you know, just play the, do the dog and pony show, but continue to develop and everything else. And that's what's happened. The U.S. is losing influence in the very, very lucrative South Sea of China and the Korean Peninsula, that region of the world. Without that region of the world under the U.S.'s control, the U.S. would not be able to survive economically and militarily because of the trade that goes through there. And it's quickly becoming a trade that every country will be will have a overall mantra of excluding the U.S. in any trade. Done deal. And that's going to affect you and I. Next article I got from All But American Best Criminals, commonly referred to as ABC News, American Best Criminals. This one came from a flesh-eating STD is making a comeback. Check out that article. Got it from All But America's Best Criminals, commonly referred to as ABC News. Check out that article. Next article I got from Sputnik News again. Trump's lawyers warn of revolt if president is impeached. And Scotty talked about that just before we went on, and it was all, as Scotty said, is all codified language, and it's actually, that's exactly what it is. They're setting the stage because the overall false flag is going to be initiated by an event, and then it's going to be momentumized by other individuals jumping into that, and it's actually going to instigate the overall part of what today's show is going to be about. There's going to be a political, economical, social, civil war, and global war against the United States and within the United States. It will not be able to survive. It is impossible for it to survive this overall trend in the overall direction that everything is going. So check that out. Next article we got from Jan's. It's a military posting. Pentagon notes China's naval global expansion and regional control. The Pentagon recent annual report on Chinese military spotlight growing Chinese naval capabilities underscores the narrowing gap between the Asian power maritime force and those of the United States Navy, as well as drawing attention to China's increased dominance in the South Sea of China. See, this is what this article actually substantiates what's happening with the Washington Post with North Korea. They go hand in hand because the South Sea of China is also an extension into the Korean Peninsula, because North Korea is vehemently supported and defended by China and Russia. They have to do it. And some of the reasons why they have to do it is, you know, a lot of people don't know, is because North Korea has one of the most valuable precious metals, hoards of precious metals in the world. That's the last vestige of it. And that's silver. And that's why you know that they do have nukes. If you don't have any silver, you can't create a nuclear weaponry. You can't weaponize radioactive isotopes. Can't do it without silver. So very, very important. And this has everything to do with the overall economic influence and the overall economic capability of the system that we've been accustomed to in the current lifestyle and quality of life that we've been accustomed here. This is where one of the many places that is going to fall, and I would say that this is going to be probably the biggest fall is going to happen here in a couple of other strategically important places throughout the world, but the South Sea of China and along with the overall regional area or geographic area of the South Sea of China and the Korean Peninsula is where the U.S. empire goes to die. So check out that article. Next article. This one actually substantiates the last one. Oilprice.com. This vital oil and gas choke point could be at risk. Beijing is taking to task the Pentagon's report. Military and security development involving the People's Republic of China 2018 released last Thursday on China's military activities. The annual report issued by the Pentagon and presented to Congress highlights growing Chinese naval capability, all the while underscoring the narrow gap between China's maritime forces and the U.S. So check out that. Next article. This one comes from SoDryer.com. The militarization of police does not reduce crime. The militarization of police does not reduce crime. It doesn't. It's there for a reason, to control and to bring in martial law and to uphold martial law for when the overall the multifaceted civil war that is going to be, that is actually being pushed into place happens. That's why the overall police departments have been militarized, because they are militarized for the overall use against the everyday citizen to invoke martial law, not to do any form of crime prevention. It's martial law enforcement. That's why it's there. So check out that article. Next article, and this comes from it's a German publication, Handelsblatt's Global Edition, making plans for a new world order. Europe's relationship with the United States has changed even before Donald Trump and his provocative tweets came along. Move this down real quick. Germany now sees the current transatlantic as a historical opportunity to redefine the EU's role, writes German foreign minister. So basically, they're moving. Germany and the EU is going to be moving against. And I'm going to tell you who that includes. That includes France, and that includes the UK. That is going to include Switzerland. That is going to include Belgium. That's going to include Spain, Italy. All of the EU is going to move in that overall direction. Check out that. And you can, I definitely can see the Baltic states all of a sudden start making peace with the overall with Russia, and to reestablish the old traditional generational ties back to Russia, and that is going to be huge. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. Putin: Europe needs Nordic 2 stream and its gas demand rises. Check out that article. That is a complete how the U.S. will be nullified economically, politically, and militarily. One of the things that is going to do that is the Nordic Stream 2 alliance with Europe. Basically, Washington in the coming weeks, here's what it says. Washington in the coming weeks may sanction companies participating in the Nordic Stream 2 gas pipeline project, the Wall Street Journal reports, citing a number of U.S. officials. The U.S. president earlier spoke out in favor of Europe buying more U.S. LNG, and that is the natural gas, but they're not going to do it. They're going to buy Russian natural gas and Iranian natural gas that's going to go through Syria. That's why there's the fight for Syria. So check out that article. Next article, got this one from Bloomberg. And this one from Bloomberg. This one's U.S.-China talks draw a blank, brings fresh tariffs into view. Basically, it failed. And that was happening yesterday. So check out that. And then the last article that I have there, I think, yep, from Strategic Culture. Debt: how America's wars have created piles of debt and little strategical benefit. Very, very important. So that's what's in the news. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, I can see you in queue. You can give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we have my good friend Keith is going to be a special guest with us as well. So, but I think Scotty wanted to chime in, because I see that he is unmuted there. Yeah, Scotty, did you have something that you wanted to say?
Yeah, going back earlier, when you, man, me and you had the same thought. when the U.S. trying to tell people or punish people for purchasing the S-400 from Russia.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait a minute. What, are y'all losing the capitalism game or something that y'all got to rig the game? Now you're going to try to tell people what they can and cannot buy. I mean, do Americans not really see the irony of that, while talking all this junk about communism, socialism, and all this junk, and Russia and both China have adopted capitalism. They ain't straight up capitalists like the U.S. Russia more so than China. But, I mean, they have elements of capitalism. In all socialist countries, they still have private businesses and what have you. So, I mean, this is just more hypocrisy, Dave. And then there's another article that I saw this morning that El Salvador is now recognizing China instead of Taiwan. They, you know what I'm saying? They doing, they dealing with China. Guess who's meddling in that? Now they talking about coming up with legislation to punish countries who no longer recognize China. And Taiwan and recognize China. Because, see, instead of threatening people to not recognize Taiwan, China's been giving them cash assistance and incentives to you know, switch a nonviolent way. What is the United States doing? It's threatening people. Like you said, thank man, the big bully of the world, man. And people do need to gang up on that bully. And I know that's going to mean some pain for us here. But, hey, if you want something better, sometimes you got to go through those birthing pains.
You got to go through those changes. That's so true, Scotty. And, you know, I didn't know about that. And that's going to be huge. What was the country again, Scotty? Who was it? Ecuador?
El Salvador.
El Salvador. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
So, African country, okay. I read last week, an African country did it as well. South Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa stopped recognizing Taiwan and pulled its, you know, so-called ambassadors or embassies or whatever and recognized them. That's China. That's mainland China. And United States, again, man, they start so much stuff around the world, man. I just don't see why anybody would join the military. I can understand if it was about defending the homeland, but these are some aggressive people, man, and what they doing ain't right. They like you always talk about, sovereignty and self-determination. They always trying to take everybody else's sovereignty and self-determination. That's all, Dave.
Man, well said, Scotty. You know, it's so, man, I didn't know about El Salvador. That's huge. And so now, Scotty, you just took it as usual. When we get to talk, it goes in a different direction. And what I mean, it's a good direction because it's in line right where we're talking about, because the importance of El Salvador not recognizing Taiwan but recognizing Taiwan as China, and then South Africa doing it this month. That's significant. Here's the significance, some of the significance of that, is that that is a direct refusal to acknowledge and do business with the U.S. That is because they realize that they have to, in order for their economy to survive now, they have to do a business with China. And remember, one of the things, it was a year ago, China said, it was in October, it was about two years ago, 2018, 2016, China, when they became a part of the SDR, Special Drawing Rights, when they became a part of the SDR, it took away from the other currencies that the IMF acknowledges as the predominant currencies of the world. China, the yuan was not one of those, and then they invoked the yuan. And what they did when they did that is that they took from other countries, and the one that they took the most from, it looked like it took from Europe, but it was actually taken from the overall United States. And what they did was that they told the rest of the world that they had 1 year from 2016 to October of 2016 to October of 2017 to prepare financially their banks to be able to have business relationships and a transfer to China. And they took them and told them they had 1 year to do it, and they did. And what did China say after that? In the new economy, you won't be able to use the U.S. dollar in any form of trade with China. Basically, what did they say? You won't be able to use the U.S. dollar in any global trade in the world, because guess who's going to control the global trade of the world? The multilateral countries that are in treaty with China. Basically, China. And then China is going to say, okay, here's the agreement. We'll have multilateral, bilateral trade absent of the U.S. dollar. What is that going to mean for you? Ladies and gentlemen, everything that you worked hard for is gone. And while it's going, you need to, before it's completely gone, adjust, amend, and save and prepare. So El Salvador is critical because that's a Central American country that is critical to the U.S. You ready? Laundering for drugs. That's one of the hubs for the U.S. drug trade, for laundering drug money. Critical. It's the overall life support, one of the life supports of the economic system of this country. Remember the Iranian-Contra thing with Oliver North, Schools of America. This is huge. See, the U.S. dollar can no longer bribe countries into being subservient to them by their politicians and their political and their overall industry leaders taking the U.S. dollar for their overall support and allowing the U.S. to control them. They can't bribe them with the U.S. dollar anymore. They don't want it. They're rejecting the U.S. dollar, and guess who? If they reject it, somebody else has got to accept it, and the ones that's got to accept it is the everyday person here. You're going to be accepting an instrument, a debt instrument that has no leverage. Yep, and it's Keith just said, no value whatsoever. Can't buy anything. It won't be able to perform a medium of exchange. You won't be able to use it to get something else for it. And this is huge. I did not know this. El Salvador now acknowledging it as this ancestral truth of China. The rest of the world will be doing that as well. And guess what Taiwan will do? Taiwan will no longer acknowledge Taiwan. Remember, they were one of the last founding members in the Asian. Oh shoot, I can't remember right now. I have so much. AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Bank. AIIB. Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. They were one of the last founding members that were given opportunity to join, and the U.S. told them not to join and told Japan not to join. Japan was about to join, then decided not to join, but I think they did join anyhow. The Asian Infrastructure, Asia Infrastructure. They're going to have to rebuild the economy, and that's what they're doing. This is one of the ways that they're rebuilding the economy with El Salvador, South Africa has been a part of the BRIC nations, so they're completely on board, completely. So this is huge. That's huge. So definitely want to check that out. So hey, let's real quickly, I want to jump into, because I'm going to have to do a show just on that. And I know I say I'm going to have to do a show on a lot of things, and I don't always get to them. So please excuse me if I forget some things. Just, you know, remind me, hey, do a show on this and do a show on that. And that will assist us. So I'm trying to real quickly, I want to pull up the article real quick in today for today's show. So one of the things I wanted to read, I wanted to real quickly read and then get into today's show, this quick article from Reuters and why this is so important. Now, by the, in actuality, an empire, as it collapses, it always follows the same thing that that you see with the U.S. right now. The U.S. actually has really two choices: to try to maintain its colonial empire control of the planet, or to surrender it and to get back into line. But it's like pretty much anything else. Even if they do get back in line, that, you know what that means? That will not mean that they will actually get away with. They're going to have to give back everything that they've taken. So, which means either way, you're going to have to implode the whole U.S. and give back all of its ill-gotten false wealth, facade of wealth. You're going to have to either give it back, or by you imploding it, or the global economy will explode it and take it. And that's the overall path that I see is going to happen, because the bully never wants to give up overall the control of taking people's lunch money, because the bully don't want to work. Don't want to work, because there's a real evil self-esteem problem that the bully has. The bully knows it can't do it. It has to invoke by violence what it knows it can't do by talent. It has to invoke by violence what it knows it can't do by talent. But the bad thing about it is that, you know, if these overall global governments were sincere, the overall talent of the people is far more profitable and wealthier to move in that direction than it is to have this low frequency, zero class society. Because the reason why they do it is because few individuals love power. They love power, and they don't want to be sharing their equal talents, because they do have equal talent. They do have talent, but they don't want to share their talents with anyone else. They want to consume your talent. So, very, very, two roads: implosion or explosion. And it looks like the road is already been. We can see that the road has been. We will go down fighting, and they're going to explode it, because they realize who is going to get imploded and who's going to get exploded. Imploded means that they would lose. Explosion means that the everyday person here is going to lose. They've always chosen the latter. So let me read this article from Sputnik News. State Department warns of possible sanctions on any country purchasing S-400. And this is in the midst that Turkey has just purchased the S-400. So what are they doing? They're going to be attacking Turkey militarily now. They've already started to collapse. Their overall Turkish lira and the economy of Turkey is actually being, just being brutally beaten, and it's falling apart. And it's by choice. I mean, not by choice. It's by the attacks of the U.S. And it's going to continue until Turkey is going to have no choice but to engage like Japan did in military actions. But this time, it's not just going to be one country who's going to do it. It's going to be a consortium of countries using their overall abilities in a correlated attack that I think is also going to be the perfect position for the U.S. to bring in a false flag as well. And we'll talk about that in a minute. U.S. State Department does not rule out the purchase of Russian S-400 air defense system may cause sanctions on any countries around the world. The U.S. State Department spokesperson said during the briefing that Washington was against a possible purchase of S-400 missile systems by its allies around the world. Previously, Russia and Turkey signed a loan agreement on the sale of S-400, causing a backlash from the U.S. that threatened it to impose sanctions against it if Turkey proceeded with the agreement, which they did proceed with the agreement. The Turkish defense minister then responded to Washington's threats by warning U.S. against preventing the new F-35 jets from being shipped in accordance with their contract unless it abandons its an agreement with Russia on the delivery of the S-400, calling Washington's threats blackmail. So what did Washington say? Hey, if you buy that S-400, you're not getting the F-35. And guess what Turkey will say? So what? We don't need the F-35. We can buy Russian. We can buy Russian made. Pretty soon you're going to sanction Germany. You're going to sanction France, and they have the best fighter jets in the world, the Typhoons. And Typhoons are the best fighting jets in the world. Yeah, it's Germany. In Germany, that's German, great German engineering. So they're not worried about that because they're going to align themselves with other ways to get it. And the reason why the U.S. doesn't want them to have the S-400 because it actually has the capability of annihilating a lot of the U.S. stealth jets easily, very, very easily. Russia, actually, I believe they probably have the S-800 by now. So why is that important? The S-400 is important because getting the S-400 into Turkey means that Syria will be protected, and then the overall problems that Syria and Turkey have will be squashed, and then they will align themselves, and that will be what? A greater buffer for what? Iran, who will be getting the S-400 as well. So that's actually putting up an overall global region of the world that the U.S. and Israel won't be able to use to attack militarily. Huge, huge undertaking. So just wanted to let you know that and to see the importance of it. And so why is this, what is happening here? We're seeing the purge of the U.S., as I always commonly say, and we've done many shows on it, and we continue to do it because the importance of you preparing for it is critical. It's going, gone. But just before it's gone, you have to do things. You have to do things for yourself and your family and to prepare for this because it's definitely going to transpire. So today's show, which I want to jump into now, but if any time you want to jump in the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Today is Financial Friday, and today's show, Financial Friday, over 40 years of wage gap can't be made up. Why you must save up. That's the solution. And meaning save up, when I say save up, I do not mean save up in cash. You can't save up in cash because cash is not money. You have to save up in money, real money. Okay, and we're going to be talking about that. And I want to just talk to you about some of the things. And there's another article real quick that I want to jump in and then we'll get into today's show. There was another Sputnik News article, and it goes real quickly. Just thought it was so important because it's setting the stage for the false flag season to jump off with a lot of opportunities for the provocateurs. And the false flag season is always the first quarter or the fourth quarter of the commercial economy, budget economy, and the first quarter of the U.S. government budget economy, which is October, and right now is the end of the fourth quarter in August, September, and this is the perfect time because October is important to what? Reestablish new budgets. So it's always good to have some false flags to jump off in August and September to get the momentum for the budgets and emergency passing meetings and everything else. And they're going to do it. So here we go. I want to read this article. Trump's lawyers warn of revolt if president is impeached. U.S. celebrity figurehead Donald Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani said that there is no reason for the president's impeachment, noting that such steps would only make U.S. citizens revolt. There is no reason for Trump's impeachment. He did not collude with Russia. He did not obstruct justice. Everything Cohen said has been disproved. You can only impeach Trump for political reasons, and the American people will revolt against that, Giuliani told the Sky News broadcast yesterday on August the 23rd when asked whether Trump's impeachment was inevitable. The lawyer said that Trump has been completely cleared of his ex-attorney's testimony. You have this Cohen guy. Excuse me, quote, this is Giuliani. You have this Cohen guy. He doesn't know anything about Russian collusion. He doesn't know anything about obstruction. He is a massive liar, Giuliani said. The statement, let me move this down. The statement comes as Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, pled guilty on the 21st of August to 5 counts of tax evasion, 1 count of making false statements to a bank, and 2 campaign finance violations as part of a plea deal. Cohen admitted to making payments to 2 women in coordination with the direction of the candidate of a federal office, court documents show. Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis has suggested that his client has information that could help special counsel Mueller investigation into the 2016 U.S. presidential election, possibly Russian influence and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. Both the Kremlin and Trump have denied all allegations of collusion, and Moscow has called for the accusations of interfering in the election absurd. So Rudy Giuliani said that there will be a revolt that is instigating the overall, as Scotty says, the codified language to incite then and to call for the individuals that as soon as that happens, this is what you are to do. This is also, in my overall, a green light order. Our invokement to say that as soon as things starts to go, start to pull all of the strings possible to destabilize the overall continuity of government here in the United States, which will directly affect every person here. Basically, to have counterinsurgency within the United States, clandestine operations that is going to lead to social disruption that's going to turn into chaos and turn into a crisis. So this is what's happening and unfolding, and it plays right into today's show about the 40-year wage gap. And this 40-year wage gap is happening because everything that everyone has put into the economy from the U.S. and all of this so-called U.S. citizen has paid into this economy for over 40 years, everything that you were promised in that overall exchange has already been stolen, and they're not going to pay you one thing. And the actual wage gap is how one of the ways that they were siphoning everything from you.
Wealth
and
transfer.
It's imperative that you move into saving now.
Hey, Dave.
Very, very important. I'm going to bring that to your attention in today's show. I think Scotty wanted to chime in. Go ahead, Scotty.
So, Dave, I've been it's not really a debate, but I've been going back and forth with this white dude, Jimmy Dore, who has a popular so-called progressive channel on YouTube, right? So, anyway, mm-hmm. he's saying that private companies – like Facebook, Twitter, people could say what they want. They are private businesses. They have stockholders. They're not run by the government. They may work with the government to spy on people, but they're not owned by the government, and they don't have to give anyone service. And that's why it's important that we build and maintain our own, you know? And so they're talking about this free speech stuff and saying that Alex Jones shouldn't have been kicked off Facebook or YouTube, regardless of any violations of their rules and what have you on violence or promoting certain kind of speech, targeting individual groups and what have you. And so, you know, I'm not a free speech absolutist. And I told them, look, you're not going to tell Black Talk Media Project that enforce Black Talk Radio Network that we have to distribute or give service to so-and-so. You know, that's intruding on our sovereign right, you know, not to promote something as well as we have a right to promote whatever it is we're promoting. But to your Giuliani comment, you know, I was talking, you know, I've been studying some of Goebbels, what he said about propaganda. I'm talking about Joseph Goebbels. And and I came across a quote by him the other day where he said that the most effective propaganda gets the target to think that they're acting on their own free will. And that's part of what Giuliani's doing or trying to do. He planting those seeds in their minds so that when it does happen, they think they acting on their own free will. No. You just got hit with some propaganda and that virus is still in your brain.
Right, because it is actually facilitating what they want to happen anyhow. And yes, that is so true, and it's critical for controlling people. You control people by making them think that they're in control of it. This is what they want. You give them the choices, and how do you give them the choices? You school them against their spiritual creational will. You school them into thinking this, and this is why our schools have actually facilitated our own demise. And it's not just our demise in our community, it's all demise in every community, because they don't have a preference on who they like more than anyone else. They equally hate everyone from this standpoint. They look at everyone as a human resource and an opportunity to maintain control. And how do you maintain control? Is you bring in division.
Dave.
We got Keith wanted to chime in. He's new to the...
I'm sorry.
Wait, hold on, Keith. Let me unmute you. And that's let me unmute you real quickly. Yeah, Keith. I want to go in the other room so we don't have to...
I think one of the things that I think is real profound is that one time they had interviewed Hitler, and they asked Hitler, they said, what would you have done if there were no Jews? His response to that was, I would have defended them. The point is, what they would say is, we have to understand that Blacks hold a critical role. There's nowhere to hold the masses together than the common enemy. So what they would say was, yes, we hold the role that Hitler was going after with the Jews. We've done that all along. But now we're at a point in time where what Dave was saying was colors don't make any difference, because it's so far past that really it's not even necessary anymore.
Yeah, sorry about that, Scotty. I should have muted myself so we went and got the background noise with Keith being there. And yet, and it, that was pretty much how this system works, is like what Keith was saying, because I totally forgot about Hitler saying that what would he have done without the Jews? He would have created them, because he was actually a part of the political sphere through the overall, because, you know, the Nazis weren't a political party. They were actually a satanic cult. It was actually a cult that they have. And so they were part of the overall sphere of influence globally, and this is what they do. And so they create the problem, then it turns into a to chaos, and then the chaos turns into a crisis, and then the people ask and demand those that created the problem to solve the problem for them. That legitimizes their overall control, when, since you have the word government, meaning to rule. You never needed a ruler. You needed someone that would be in cooperation with you. And so whenever you ask for a ruler, whenever you empower a ruler, believe me, what you're invoking is the love of power that will rule over you. And ruling has never been a part of our spiritual DNA, but it's now been enacted into our presence of how we live our lives, a culture that we live under and we surrender ourselves to daily. And it's critical because the ramifications of it, as you can see, is what we see throughout the world, is that it doesn't matter who you are, they're going to make sure that you participate in their overall playing field. You're going to play by their rules because they rule. And so today's it's this group of people, tomorrow it'll be another, and they will create the overall facade. Because if you think of, and I like to put it this way, whenever you fly in a plane, you never see borders. You never see the United States and everything else. You don't see that. But see, we've been indoctrinated to see if we fly over in a plane, we see a country, will identify, oh, that's the United States. Oh, that's South America. Or that's Brazil. Oh, there's Spain. See, what you're really looking at is what the great creator made. And Spain and the United States is with the mapping that's been put on paper, that's been reinforced in your mind as being true. So now that personship, you give energy to it, and so now it lives. It's a facade. There is no such thing. Now, you don't see borders when you fly over. You see what the great creator made, the land, the truth of it all. And that's very, very important. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, if you could give me just 2 minutes in the commercial break, I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to jump in today's show. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. My good brother, Pastor Keith, is here with us, and he's going to be just hanging out with us and giving some of his insight on the whole thing. As you can see, is extremely valuable, and your insight is always valuable as well. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
See, people are thinking in terms of, well, they want to brag about being black, which means that they are implying that there's something incorrect about being white, even though these are the creations of the creator. See, and then so everybody gets into this black pride thing or white pride thing, and people immediately start taking sides. It's not about taking sides based on black and white. It's about taking sides based on justice and non-justice. Well, that's what you're really aiming for. Being black doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice. And being white doesn't mean anything if you don't believe in justice, except you believe in non-justice. And that doesn't make any difference what shade you are or how tall you are or who your cousin was or anything like that, or what so-called nationality you have. Like a lot of people say that they take pride in being an Englishman, or take pride in being a Frenchman, or take pride in being Afrocentric. Well, you're not supposed to be proud of any of those things if you don't believe in justice, because these words mean nothing. No nationality means anything. And waving a flag, if you don't believe in not mistreating people, you've got to believe in not mistreating people, and you got to believe in helping people that need help the most. Otherwise, you don't even have any business breathing.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call. The number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you. I am on the board, so I would be able to see that you've called in. And I think it's our good brother, Brother Davis, maybe. The Brother Davis, if you could chime in real quick. Just want to say thank you. We missed each other on the call. I need to call you just to set up some stuff. And so I'm glad to see you on the board there, Brother Davis and Sister Davis. So if you can, definitely chime in whenever you can. And I see my man, Jenna. What's up, Jenna? How you doing, brother? All right, so we're going to jump into today's show. Give me 1 second, everyone. I need to just fix something real quickly, and then we'll jump into today's show. Very, very important. And today's show is 40 years of wage gap can't be made up. You must save up. So, and I'm saying that because there's been a 40-year wage gap that has been established and is not something that's talked about. And this wage gap has actually placed you and I and every person here in a position of disadvantage, and they're not going to be able to really survive what is going to happen. And it is some of the things that you're starting to see from Donald Trump to some of the things of the past. Brother Davis or Sister Davis is there real quickly. Let me go to them real quickly. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's happening?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend. What's going on, Brother Davis? Sorry, I had to change the times because the business is just that the afternoons and the evenings time was not good for me. I didn't know if how that would affect you with Wise Wednesdays. But of course, if you wanted to do Wise Wednesdays at the regular time because that fits you, I know that you're busy in your business and with what you do and traveling so much. So whatever you wanted to do, if you wanted to do it in the mornings with us or in the afternoons, definitely. I know that Scotty's opening to you doing Wise Wednesdays because it's just too important for us not to have Wise Wednesdays if you can do it at all. So I just wanted to let you know it was just impossible for me to really effectively make the shows as much and to commit to having the shows as much as I needed to do it. So I just wanted to let you know that as well.
Not a problem, my brother. Actually, it's perfect timing because we're in the middle of transitioning to the farm. So I'm moving a lot of stuff out of the Northeast into the South. It just actually works out real well. And I definitely miss doing your show, and I'll definitely look forward to reinstating it, whether it be during this time or between 6 or 8. It really doesn't make a difference right now because I'm in transition also. But I wanted to comment on your show today, brother, because I'm going to tell you something. The exact thing you described, we are living in America. You see, the Federal Reserve literally is a private entity, but yet we are being victimized by them through a tax association. Now, what does that mean? That means it is a third-party bank. It's taking money out of our pockets before we even get it, and they call it a part of the tax base. In reality, they're sticking that in their own pockets. And the sad part about it is that we have become so inundated to this process that literally we don't even question it. And that is actually against the Constitution as it was originally written. So there's a lot of things that we've fallen victim to because of our sincere absence of knowledge in order to be able to understand that we are being victimized systematically. And these services are utilizing these resources against us. That's why corporations have so much power now. Think about it. If the very people you need to go to get money are going to be the very people who put demands on you for what you're doing in your corporate operation, then they're controlling the world. And we have to look at it from the standpoint of what we can do, not as individuals, but as a group. Because as individuals, they already know if you cut the head of the snake, the body dies. But if, as a group, there is no head. Everybody serves a role of importance. And that's what we have to understand, the consolidation of like-mindedness to the blooming of our ideas. And the sad part about that is that everybody's caught up in the fear factor that is required by evil to strive. I just wanted to add that, brother, and I'll give you a call sometime during the next week, and we can go ahead and fine-tune the next stage of what we're going to do. And I do want to be a part of Tando, so I want everybody to know I'm not lost. I'm just trying to straighten my life out so I can be more functional in service to you, brother. And I'll get back to the back to you and listen.
Well, hold on, Brother Davis. I think we can end Tando Radio Show today because Brother Davis has, as always, just laid it down and put it in, made it plain for everyone to really to see the importance of what he was describing. And it's so true. And I appreciate, it's just so important that we have these shows. And it's so important, you know, as Brother Davis and Sister Davis are actually trying to prepare themselves. We're trying to prepare people as well. And so it takes so much, and it's so important that we do this. And I greatly appreciate, yes, Brother Davis, we will get together for that, because it's just so important for to have your voice and your view and everyone else that's here. And it's really, this is what Brother Davis and I actually wanted to start the radio show to assist in it. And we've been doing it in different forms and different ways for a while now, and it's so important, and it has to continue, especially now. So well said, as always, Brother Davis. Greatly appreciate. Give my regards to the Queen, and looking forward to talking to you soon. So yeah, Brother Davis just pretty much laid it down, and it's very, very important. And these are the things that we need to really take strong hold over. So we're going to jump in today's show, and it's really about what's really going on in this 40-year wage gap and why it's so important. And because, you know, you know that something is not right. You know that something is not right economically. When you drive around wherever you live, you can see the commercial real estate places that have turned into ghost towns. And this is the overall demise. And this is going to be greater than the Great Depression, because the Great Depression is not going to be anything like this, because this one has been, actually, we've never really came out of the Great Depression. In actuality, it's just been getting, we just become accustomed to it. Think about it. If they didn't have food stamps, you would have soup lines as far as the eye could see. If they didn't have the different government programs to hide the demise of the currency, from housing, from being able to eat, from unemployment, if they didn't have unemployment, see, back in the Great Depression, they didn't have those programs. So they weren't able to hide it, and they learned from the Great Depression. Oh, shoot, we can't make it as apparent and as obvious to everyone, because then they'll do something. Those in the Great Depression, those individuals back in those days, knew the overall value of real money, and they had silver and gold. So they knew the way to get people out of that is to make it so that they won't be able to see the overall Great Depression is even greatly depressed. It's the greatest disenfranchisement now. And they know that any time they can cut the overall WIC, government assistance, they can cut it off at a flip of a switch or at a press of a key, stroke of a key on a keyboard. And the austerity, a word that you never heard of, that they made up, austerity measures come in. Meaning austerity means that you paid for something and you're not going to get the benefit of what you paid for. Wait until the pension funds are hit with austerity. Wait until WIC is hit with austerity. Wait until all forms of government assistance is hit with austerity. And the reason why it's going to get hit with austerity is because nations around the world are no longer going to be beholden to buying the U.S. debt. They're going to want to acquire global assets. And global assets mean that you get away from global debt, meaning you get away from the United States. See, the greatest depression, is the Great Depression never ends. What they did is they tricked you to not to be able to see it.
Hey, Dave.
But it's still always been there because you can never have prosperity with debt. So the so-called recovery of the United States has never happened. If you want to think that it has, then what's going to happen is that you're going to come to find out the reality of it. You can ignore reality, but you'll never be able to ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And when that overall consequences come home, you will be in a position that you will be able to do nothing but to be fall victim to it instead of being proactive towards it. See, that's what propaganda teaches you to do, is to be a victim instead of being self-serving and to be proactive of things.
Hey, Dave.
It teaches you to be scared and not prepared. It teaches you to be quiet instead of teaching you to do what? To be a prodigious saver. It teaches you to consume instead to save. It teaches you to rely on someone else to do something while you put your hammer and your tools down. You don't build. And when you don't build, you don't create prosperity. You don't establish a legacy that you can pass on as an inheritance. That will be that those individuals that you have yet not named will not be relying upon the system to supply them, but they will have the overall talents and abilities from which you have set forth so they can actually develop that. This is where you have young people not becoming angry adults, and their talent develops. So there's a falsehood of a recovery. It's never recovered. The greatest disenfranchisement, you can see it in WIC. You can see it in all forms of government assistance. If it's not there, the overall bread lines and the overall soup lines will be as far as the eye could see.
Hey, Dave, I got a question.
Yes.
Over the past few decades, and I would even say starting with Nixon, Maybe Reagan, maybe not Nixon.
No, Scotty, stay with Nixon. Okay. You're absolutely but, right. But stay with Nixon,
your comments about austerity and, you know, these programs, these social safety nets, which, by the way, I would say the government ain't giving you nothing. Like my mom has always said, I've been working all my life. I've been paying taxes all my life. You take this money from me. It's not voluntary. So you take this money from me. And if I need to make a withdrawal in any form, whether that's WIC, whether that's food stamps, whether that's housing assistance, that's my money and I'm entitled to it. I don't look at it as they giving us anything. I think my mom's right about that. But over the past few decades, they have been slowly introducing austerity. With every administration, yep, there's always been cuts to those programs. I don't care the party label or the celebrity figurehead. Every administration, I believe, since Nixon have been cutting these programs. And then, like you was talking about earlier, they use the propaganda of division to do it as well, to tell this one group, oh, only this group is getting benefits or they, so you're not benefiting from it, so we're going to cut it. You know what I'm saying? Even though these people in these red states that call themselves, that's part of that cult of party identity, then they know they need these programs themselves because of their low wages or unemployment or what have you. But on the austerity, they've been slowly over the decades just cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting. And I call that a wealth transfer, man.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And it is really that, and it's the overall stealing, and it's the wealth transfer. What Scotty's talking about, the wealth transfer, is they're taking the priceless energy of your labor, and they're harvesting and actually hoarding that for themselves, and it's being used against you. Think about, well, Keith, hold on 1 second, Keith. Let me mute myself. You wanted to jump in. 1 second. Go ahead, Keith.
Hey, Dave, we can't hear him. You didn't. Okay, there you go.
I think the biggest ways that we're looking at this right here, right now, today, is when you just had that $1 trillion tax cut for the wealthy. Now, the fact is, they're saying, well, we cannot afford that tax cut for the wealthy. Now, they're still talking about turning around and giving another one back to the wealthy, but by the same time, you're starting to hear a whole lot of rhetoric about, you know what, we're going to have to take the Social Security and the social safety nets to pay for this tax cut that we did that we can't give back. But we're in such a hole now, we're going to have to take these safety nets because there's no other option but to do that. And there you see the top 1%, the top 0.1% earn more than the next 90% of all population. Well, with that, you just see that increasing exponentially from the dire straits we're already in.
And that's so true. Let me mute Keith real quick. Okay, cool. I got it now. So whenever you want to, I got it now. And what Keith was saying was so true. You know, it's, and I wanted to, because he brought up the 1% and the tax cuts and everything else, the breaks that they, see, The 1% don't need a tax cut because the 1% don't pay taxes at all. What happens is that the tax cut that they get is that they actually get the overall tax revenue from those that do pay taxes go to them. It's not a cut. They're cutting it from somebody else and giving it to them because the top 1% don't pay any taxes at all. You should learn how not to pay taxes as well because you can do it. This is why, and I forgot to talk about September the 15th and 16th here in Dallas, we have the Legacy Wealth Management seminar, and that's some of the things that we'll be talking about. If you want to know information about that, email me at wolfsixpack1@gmail.com. I'll be actually giving a presentation on the precious metals there and some current events and why you need to be in it. Definitely everyone here, it's worth the overall fee to go. If you're in the Dallas area, then let me know. You need to know because you need to be structured correctly. And we'll get on that next week. But when Keith was talking about the 1%, the tax cut that they got, in actuality, they didn't get a tax cut because they don't pay taxes. What they did was they cut out from everybody else and gave to them. That's a big difference, and this is how they trick you with everything. See, the economy is there to exploit you if you allow yourself to be exploitable. And how they make sure that you're exploitable is that they make us schooled ignorant. They make us ignorant to how the economy really works. They don't teach what they're doing. They teach you what they want you to do that benefits them. And that's called the higher institutions of learning, their schools. They school you, they indoctrinate you, they domesticate you, they don't educate you. And education is different from schooling. We need more education and less schooling. So let me get back to this. You can tell that there is no such thing as a recovery from the Great Depression. Right now, more young people from the ages of where they can move out on their own to up to the age of 35 to 36 are still having to live with their overall parents.
With college education.
with college educations or without, with college educations or without. Exactly. Why is that? There's a reason for that, because we're in the greatest disenfranchisement period. Also, you think about it. Think about your communities all over. See, one of the things about hiding the greatest disenfranchisement is hiding the homeless from you. They actually are starting to segregate the homeless into designated areas so that you won't see them. And if you look at this over, it's growing. The growth of this has exploded. Because now you're able to hide a lot of the homelesses and then the different shelters and then the different, you know, different places. There's so many easy ways to hide it, but it is a problem that's everywhere, but they keep it from the overall because they say it's an eyesore. No, it's not an eyesore. It's a truth that you need to know that, hey, wait a minute, there's something that I'm participating in that's causing this, and I need to stop doing it. This is very true. Also, how can you have a recovery when everyone that's giving 100% of the energy to maintain the economy, but 85% of them can't live a week or 2 weeks past one pay period? So the people that are putting 100% of the overall energy into the economy is losing 85% of the energy that they're putting into the economy because the economy is not giving anything back to them. We're working for free. We're slaves. And we don't even know it. 85% of the American households are living paycheck to paycheck. And that paycheck is a two-week paycheck, not a month paycheck. They have less than $3,200 in savings. Excuse me, $500. Excuse me, Keith. Thank you for correcting me. Less than $500 in savings.
Hey, Dave, it's less than that.
In savings and debt instruments.
It's less than that, Dave. $100 if you are designated, black. It's $100. Attorney Antonio Moore, he does Tone Talks, and he studies these financial issues in debt. And for black families, it's less than $100 in savings and on average.
Less than $100 in savings in a debt instrument. Meaning if you have $100 or $500 or $3,200, you don't have any money. You have debt instruments that shows that your overall debt, your debt to ratio is now increased exponentially. So in actuality is even worse than that, because when you look at real money form, you got millionaires in this country that don't have any money. They just have a million Federal Reserve notes or debt or paper instruments that are debt instruments. They not wealthy. They're actually the worst debt. They're in the most debted position of anybody else. And if you move into assets and real money, the overall population in America is probably 93% of Americans have no money. 93.8% of Americans have no money. Excuse me, I'm sorry. 97.3% of Americans have no money. Have no savings of money. You may have money for the moment. Think about it. Let's take food as an example of money, because it is a form of money, because it can sustain you. Most people only have 2 days worth of food in their house, so that's not a savings of money, but for only for 48 hours. When you really break this down, it shows the truth of it all. You don't need, see, the truth don't need you. You need the truth, and what you do with the truth is going to be critical. Now that you're starting to get the truth, what are you going to do with it? Our overall truth of how impoverished we are is critical and it's far worse than what we can think. As soon as the economy flips the switch on the overall everyday person, they flip that switch where it's off, everyone that you know will be completely disenfranchised and nullified economically because they don't have any real money. They can only withstand from the food standpoint for 48 hours. Is that rich or is that poor? Is that sovereignty or is that dependency? Is that liberty or is that servitude? The truth. And this is now where the others, there are some, as Keith talked about, the 1%, those individuals know the difference between currency and money, and they are doing relatively well. And they're doing relatively well because you don't know. Once you start to know, now they have to do what? They have to work for their fair share. They don't have to work for it now. They exploit themselves into wealth. And this gives the reason why we are in this dire position. It's going to get far worse. This is why the radicalism of all groups is going to be correlated and converging into a real confrontation, because the climate is right for that. Because they're just as equally broke and equally poor as everybody else. See, what they're doing is that they're taking, instead of looking where their commonality is, what they're doing is that they're allowing the overall hate to define the division, and they think that they're going to get rich off of this stuff. They think that they're poor because of the hateful division that they've accepted, but it's something else that's causing the problem. And what's causing the problem is how we're using our energy. The commonality that individuals should have is that everyone has the overall God-given abilities and talents that they can come together in collective prudence to establish a wealth transfer that could never, ever be challenged or be surpassed, to where you'll never have to work any time in your life. What you will do is create from your overall talents. If you want to know why German engineering was so great, is that Germany was at one time, just like the United States, the greatest hub of talent and ability. And they use that, and because of that, when you have that type in the global economy and the global system, allowed them to be a great empire for a short period of time, because they had to. Because out of the Anglo-Saxon mountains, they were able to find one of the largest silver deposits in the world. And in finding that silver deposit, the overall scientific and technology and the German engineering exploded, because they had the element to do it. Most of us don't know it. And that same direction was moved to the so-called new world, known as the United States. There was a large silver deposit that was in the West, out of Nevada, going into Mexico. And so the empires always set up empires where there's great resources to control people. And we don't know that common denominator, because we were schooled into thinking something else. We're not educating into knowing the truth. And this goes on. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, this is going to build into a powder keg that's going to implode and explode. And if you're positioned correctly, the propaganda from the overall provocative events that have happened and are going to happen by false flag and by intentions of ill-willed people, you'll be able to protect yourself and your family and the overall community at large. You're listening to Sandal Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Shake up.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I want to take the next 15 minutes to just get through this wage gap that I need to talk to you about, then open up the phone lines, give us a call, 704-802-5056. I would tell you that, you know, Black Talk Radio Network is so important that we have it, and you're going to need your support to move forward. It's so necessary, and it's a point where we can come together with collective prudence to solve the real problems that are facing us, because they're not insurmountable. They're very the overall cure to them all is us to return to the truth, and then that in itself will cross-pollinate into everything that we do. And I want to get back into today's show, and we have to look at the real problems. And you know, some people say that the 1% or 10% of the population, that they own 75% of the nation's wealth. Well, that's another misnomer that we have to be careful of, because owning something puts you in a position of disadvantage. It's a matter of not owning anything, it's a matter of controlling everything. It's not you putting your name on something that's significant. It's you putting your overall will and energy towards an objective that's everything. And then you use your will and your energy in methods that support and get you to arrive to what your objectives are. Your objective should be liberty. Your objective should be self-determination, sovereignty, collective prudence to get us out of a class zero society to a class one society, then moving into a class two society. And so the ownership of things with American wealth is a facade. There is no such thing as American wealth. It was all ill-gotten. It's like moonlight. It doesn't exist. You know, the moon don't put off no light. They told you that, but there is no such thing as moonlight. It reflects the overall original light of the sun. The moon is not a star. Just like the United States is not a star. It is moonlighting off of something else. It's moonlighting off of you, that star. And if you look at from the Great Depression to now, to where we are in the late 2000s, in the late 2000 in early, well, yeah, early 2000, well, 2010, thanks, Keith, for correcting, in the 2000s, you'll see something, that the overall Great Depression and the greatest disenfranchisement we're in, they're at the same markers of income that's shared, but it's far worse now. During the Great Depression, it was around 50% of the American wealth was controlled by 10% of the population. Now it's over 50, is moving towards 55-53% of 10%. And this is something that we need to know. But here's what today's the real problem economically is. It's the wage gap. It's the wage gap. And the wage gap compared to productivity is the problem. Productivity is the amount of energy that you're putting into the overall system, and they're producing something from that. You're not in business if you don't produce something. You may be in business, but you have a service orientated. You really don't have a business. For you to, you really are in an economic position of service. If you're not producing something, you're not in business, because there's no productivity. And the big problem is that we are putting in 100% of the productivity, but we're only getting, are you ready? Minus 5 to, at the most, 6% of the gap between productivity and wage. Lower income, the gap between how much energy that they put into compared to the productivity that they produce from that is minus 5%. You can't make that up. And this has been happening, are you ready? Since the 70s. About 40 years. And if you look at that cumulative amount of change that happens in real wages with compared to productivity, productivity is at a high, for the, who is really gaining from high productivity? It's going to be your higher individuals that control resources. They get 41 to 47% of the productivity momentum in assets. One second. Hold on one second. Keith wants to ask a question, and I'm going to mute. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you answer a question in your word that you use? And the reason why I ask is because when the United States was doing well, we were in industrial age, producing, right? We were manufacturing major things, steel, the whole nine yards, real assets. Now, you said as far as lately, these businesses are more profitable and their productivity is greatly increased. But the problem is the wages have stayed stagnant and our businesses are primarily, like you said, they're service-oriented, not industrially oriented. So you have a couple of things going on. You have a lack of production as far as industry goes, and you have stagnant wages, so you got more and more money being produced. Money's being produced, but not industry. So money's being produced, and it's going to less and less of the people. The people are being more productive, but they're not receiving anything for it. So I just thought that was different because of the way that you were using the word productivity as far as industry.
Right, and it's the time that there was real, what you want is that you want the gap between wages and productivity to mirror. And there's only one way for you to do that, is that your wages have to be based not in a debt instrument. See, what happened was that America was never really doing well. They were able to hide the productivity gap in the wage gap. But what happened was, informally, there were more people that had real money. They didn't have currency. They had real money. You know, today we love what's fake and we hate what's real. We have silverware and it ain't silver, and we love that fake stuff. But in the past, when one of the things that helped them to get through things is that they had real money. And the real money is not only just in gold and silver. They had the knowledge of things. They knew how to do things, and that's money. That means that you as an individual, your overall intrinsic value increases because you weren't in a service industry. You were producing something. And not only that, even if you're in a service industry, are you servicing something that is a necessity that increases your overall intrinsic value? The biggest asset that you should have is you. And what you should be doing with you as an asset is that you as money should be producing a form of saving of money, because you can't save your energy. No matter how good you are, Michael Jordan couldn't dunk after so many years. Your energy is not something that you can save, but you can move your energy into something that is infinite and will always hold that overall energy. It's another form of money. It's not cash. So what happens is that they're producing things and they're paying a wage that is in debt. So what happens is not even stagflation. What's really happening is disenfranchisement. And so that gap continues to grow. So let me, Keith wanted to add something else. Let me pull him up real quick. Hold on, Keith. Let me unmute. Let me mute myself.
From you. If I talk to, can they hear me from you? I think one of the things that are also important that he brought out was the fact that even if you didn't have anything, the people back then were much wealthier because they were knew how to survive without. So, well, yeah, they had farmland, they had whatever, so they could survive. Absolutely. Absolutely. Which makes all the difference in the world. Because oftentimes we want to gauge by the money in our pockets. Well, without them having money in our pockets.
Sorry, everyone. We just had a power outage. So,
those people were wealthier than we are. We have more money. Because like Dave said, if everything got turned off right now, how many of us know how to survive? Whereas even though they had no money in their pockets, they were able to survive. Scotty, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Scotty, he says that you need to unmute Dave because
he was unmuted.
He can't unmute himself.
He was unmuted. I just unmuted him again, but I muted him while you were talking. But go ahead, Dave. Check your phone, Dave. You might have muted yourself on the phone.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, Scotty, mute yourself there, Keith. Okay, cool. Thanks, Scotty. We had a power outage, so we couldn't. And it's very, very important what Keith was laying out is that he said we may have more money in our pockets today. Well, we have more cash in our pocket, which is not money. So, and it's a misnomer that we think that we have more cash, that we have more wealth. That's a lie because that's a debt instrument. The individuals, even back the industrial age, even back into the colonial slavery of the United States, those individuals have more wealth than what they have right now. Even for athletes that have a $100 million contract, that they have no assets at all. All they have is consumer goods because they have everything is based in a debt instrument. The individuals from way back when had more prosperity and more money. How many people think about the past? You heard from the distant past, people were leaving people more and more things. As an inheritance. How many people leave anything as an inheritance now? You know why? Because it's all gone. The assets are gone. The only thing that they're transferring is what? Debt and more debt. Liabilities and not assets. And the definition of being bankrupt is when you have more liabilities or more debt than you have assets. And that's what we have, and it's a misnomer. They purposely teach you to be that way so that they can engross themselves and hoard the overall resources and get you to chase something that will never get you to the promised land. It will always get you to be the wandering homeless and the waywardness and not being able to move into the overall prosperity of the land of milk and honey. Land of milk and honey, where it's money. Where money grows on trees. The money still grows on trees. They just don't want you to know. They tell you money don't grow on trees. And when you speak that death into your overall finance, then you speak the overall prevailing influence of control and subjugation. And it's very important, this wage gap that we have for productivity is at an all-time low. The actual lower income individuals are at -7-8%, while the middle class is around 6%. And that overall middle class is starting to take a sharp dive down towards the lower wage. Because if you really think about it, they're not paying you a wage at all. They're not paying you a wage at all. I don't care if you're getting $1 million. If you're a athlete, you have $100 million contract, and they pay you every 2 weeks during the season $200,000. If they're paying you $200,000, you're not getting paid for what you do. What they're giving you is a debt instrument for your money. They're telling you, if remember the cash for gold scheme. Bring us your gold and we'll give you cash. That's what they're doing. You're bringing them the gold of your intrinsic value of energy that's priceless to the economy, and they're using that. And they're giving you something that they made up. They just took a piece of paper out of their pocket, drew some stuff on it, put some colors on it and everything else. They looked at you again and said, oh, he or she will like this drawing. And then they said, here you go. This is yours. And they expected you, and then we expected that would be, wow, this is valuable. It's pretty. And it's all a deceptive lie because it has no intrinsic value. It's a debt instrument. And this productivity 40 years gap cannot be made up. Let me tell you why that 40-year gap can't be made up. If you worked for a company for 25 years, 30 years, and you stopped working for them, the day you started, let's say you started when you was 20 years old, and you worked up until you were 50 years old with them. As a 50-year-old individual, you can't do what you were able to physically do at 20. Nor do you have the overall 10 years. Is a long time in our overall physical life cycle. It's a significant, and you giving up 3 decades of energy. And that promise, they say, I promise to pay you. I promise when you can't work no more, when your back hurt, when your shoulder hurt, when your knees done giving out, where you can't remember what your name, where you can't remember where you placed your phone. Then you start getting ill from all those things. I promise when you need us the most, when you need it the most, this piece of paper will sustain you. And we bought that lie. Because man can't live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the Father's mouth. We took the deal that the devil gave. We took the bread. And now we're starting to find out, can't live on this. Said man can't live on bread alone. Meaning you should be using, because it's actually a trick, you should be using bread for what it should be used for. But what you could live on and live on alone is everything that proceeded from the Father's mouth, from the great Creator's mouth. And we've gotten away from that. This is why we're in this disenfranchised predicament. And you can't get out of this. You can't debt your way out of this. And let me tell you, there's going to be what's going to happen in this country. You're going to see that they're going to move into saying that we need to have debt forgiveness. There's going to be a push that there needs to be debt forgiveness. And when that you start to hear that, and they're going to start to blame the rest of the world for the rest of the debt, they're going to say, you know what? What we taught you, don't worry about it. We're going to have debt. There's going to be in the next election cycle, people are going to promise some things, and you need to listen to what they're saying. They're going to start talking about how the debt is so bad. And they're going to talk about wiping out the debt. Let me tell y'all something. China, Japan, the rest of the world ain't going to let you wipe out no debt because that's who you owe it to. You wipe out the debt, you destroy them. This is why Germany and everybody else is saying, give me back my gold. Because if you give me back my gold, that does what? That makes me immune to your debt default. I don't care if you default. I got the real money. But within our communities, and generally, we had known nothing about this. And this is what's going to really, really severely, severely hinder, harm, disenfranchise, and debase our true value. We've been giving up our priceless for worthlessness. and you can never ever have sustainability in that. You won't make it. And this is why we have to save. We have to exchange our overall energy for something else that has equal value to what we're giving up. Why does that sound so darn foreign? Why does that sound so absurd? Because we've been schooled to think all we need is cash, cream. Cash rules everything around me. So the only way in this 40-year productivity and wage gap is coming to, I think, a very, very important crossroad. Is it going to continue to methodically deceive people, or is it going to need an infusion of violence now to uphold it and to distract everybody from it? And I think the latter is what's going to happen. And as we're running out of time for today's show, Scotty, if we have any callers that's there before we get out of here, would like to take them, because I can't see the board.
469.
And we're definitely going to have to need to have part two of this for you all. And
I'm not sure if that's because that might be Keith.
What's that?
There might be Keith at 469.
Okay, yeah, that's Keith at 469. So we don't have any callers. I would say don't hate me. Don't hate us for the information that we bring to us, the truth. I know that we've been tricked and deceived to put so much into the lies and the deception, but we didn't create the environment. We're just trying to bring you some truths, and there is no economic professor, economist, or authority that can compete with anything that we're saying, because we're speaking the truth. And the sooner that you get in line with the truth that you need, the better off that you'll be. And the more that we uphold this overall deceptive lie within our lives and continue to ignore it, the greater the overall displacement will be for you, your family, and our overall community at large. Because there's going to be an empire demise, and it's all in line to maintain control. So I just want to say, I want to thank you all for listening to Tandem Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Make sure you go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's there, and to start to save in real money, because you're going to need it. Use your overall cash to service your bills, maintain your quality of life, but do not say, whenever you're talking about savings, you can't save in cash. There is no safe that you can put your cash in that is not losing its purchasing power. You can have the best safe. You can have a bank vault in your home, at your business. You could put billions of dollars in that overall safe. It is losing its overall value every second. It's losing purchasing power. There is no such thing as a safe for cash. There is a safe for cash, and that's you transferring it for real money. You could do that at Prosperity Mint. But just tell them, email them, info@ProsperityMint, say that you're a Tando Radio Show listener and that you heard about them from Tando Radio Show. And they're not going to use it for any marketing, but it's for a reason for you, so that they can ensure that you understand the true purchase, the overall proper way to acquire the precious metal. So, listen, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. I greatly appreciated you. Thank you, Pastor Keith, for your input and being a good co-host. We're going to get you to where we get this daggone mic thing down, right? Scotty, thank you for all that you do, and all the listeners, thank you for who you are. And listen, now is the time for you to save. That is the overall solution to this all. You need to save in real money, of food, sustainable assets, and also acquiring the precious metals so that you can exchange that for other assets that you're going to need at the appropriate time. So it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid.